Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. After publishing her first three books, Sally Breeze Green had not planned on writing any more books for children. However, since she tries to keep in tune with her intuitions from God and her dream life, God's Story Made Simple for Kids emerged. As a grown-up, Sally says she wishes she had a simpler way to consider God's story of the Bible when she was a child. God's Story Made Simple for Kids is meant to do just that. It's an overview of the good news of Christ as written in the Bible, but made simpler for children to grasp its concepts. Illustrated with digital art by her grandson, Chris Green, Sally holds a certificate in spiritual formation from Columbia Theological Seminary in Decatur, Georgia, and has served several times as an elder in the Presbyterian Church denomination, during which time she also preached as a lay pastor. She spent many years writing articles for church newsletters and as choir chaplain writing cleft notes as encouragement to choir members. She remains actively engaged in her church in prayer ministry and mentoring others in the faith, and remains devoted to her family, two sons and their spouses, five grandchildren and spouses, and four great-grandchildren. It's our pleasure to welcome back to This Week in America, Sally Breeze Green, author of God's Story Made Simple for Kids. Sally, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Rick. It's nice to be back.
It is always a pleasure to have you with us here on the program. I love what you've done with this book. It's designed for kids. I learned a lot. You really simplify a lot of these stories that maybe as kids like you, we grew up and sort of struggled with the concept. I wish I would have had this book during that period and had that for my kids and grandkids as well. Where did the idea come from? Where did this idea first come about that, you know, I need to do this book for young people and get them acquainted with the story?
Well, I don't really remember. It's been a couple of years now since I wrote this, seemed like. I was thinking back in my years with the Bethel Bible series, and I still have copies of those two books. And the idea behind it was to put pictures that denoted concepts of the scripture. And it was so much easier. In fact, some of those pictures from the Bethel series have stuck in my mind even at my old age. And so when this came up, I thought, wow, this would really be good. And Chris, bless his heart, that's my grandson that did the digital art. I just kind of told him what I wanted. And, you know, they have these programs now that they can just put in what they want, and out comes a picture that sort of tells the story. And I thought they came out really well, because it came out just like Bethel did. It came out with God's story, with the pictures of the concepts, all the way from the Trinity clear through to the end times when we're all in heaven and Jesus and the Father are happy with what's happened. It really worked out well.
Well, I want to talk about Chris for a second. That's your eldest grandson. He's got a bachelor's degree in geology, an MBA in finance, but his first love, and you can see why when you look at the pictures, is art. He's really done an exceptional job in doing it. And what kind of fun was that working with your grandson and putting this book together? That had to be a pleasure for both of you.
Well, it really was. We had a very good, I guess you'd call it a collaboration.
Yes.
And he would send me pictures that had come back out of the program, and he'd say, what do you think of this? And I'd say, he'd say, that's okay, Gigi, I'll go back to the drawing board, and he'd come up with something else until we finally arrived at the pictures that show up in the books. And I particularly am fond of the one on the first page of the Trinity. It's just so dear. And I just really like that. Somehow that digital program really came out with a good thing. And so all the way through, as we went through the story, and he had the story to go by, so he knew what to put into the program to get these pictures. So we came out with all the way from the, you know, Trinity through creation and people. And I love the fall picture of the big snake. I thought, oh, yes. My God, that's really great. I like that one.
It really adds.
Then,
yeah, finish really that
gets
thought.
The picture, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, he did such a remarkable job. I just got to say that really enhances the text that you have that's so relatable, understandable for young people in reading, and the pictures are there so vibrant, and they really bring it alive. What is the age group that you wrote this for? And I say that because I know older people, and I'll put myself in that category. I can learn something in reading this as well. What's the age group you focused this for?
Well, I when you know they ask you for I don't know what you call them, their numbers, you have genres that you have to turn in, and I picked up juvenile fiction, religious, Christian, learning, and then another one was for early readers. I figure when the parents read the story and the kids look at the book, they could start at almost any age. But probably early readers are going to get the most out of it. And they're going to love the pictures. My grandson mentioned, he said, this is the kind of picture kids of today like. And I said, okay, looks like Superman to me, but that's whatever you think is right, and it came out really well.
He nailed it with that. The pictures are so well done. The text is so well done. Let's talk about writing this book. The book is called God's Story Made Simple for Kids. Sally Breeze Green, the author, back with us on the program, written a number of other books, and we'll go through those. And on the video version of the interview, you're seeing the books go by as we're talking about it. And Sally's website is sallybreezegreenbooks.com. How challenging was it to write this script and make it understandable, relatable for a young child? You take some pretty heavy concepts there and you break it down so it's, wow, that really makes sense. How challenging was it in writing this?
Well, it really wasn't challenging at all. It just was the story of God as he moved through his beginning to his end. And it just, the story has always been there. It just came out again, like flowing out of the pen.
Yeah, that's interesting. Sometimes maybe we make it too complicated. This really breaks it down. It's very basic when you get to it, and you do an excellent job in the presentation. I mentioned in the beginning you really hadn't thought about doing another children's book. And talk about the process. Was this another one of these dreams in the middle of the night that led you to do this, or how did this all happen?
Well, it wasn't a dream this time, but it was like a kind of a nudge from the Holy Spirit to write something simple for kids. Like, that was almost like what he said. And I said, now what does that mean? And so I just began in Genesis, and remembering some of the pictures from Bethel, I remembered the red thread that ran through Bethel all the way was the red blood of Jesus, which, you know, was shed for us and our salvation. And so I just thought, well, that's the story. So I'll just write that down. And it just came out. And I thought, well, let's see if that's worth publishing. And Christian Faith Publishers, who has published all four of my books for children, said they liked it and they loved the pictures. And so they ran with it, and here it is.
And the book is available wherever books are sold. Send it to Amazon.com, for example, Barnes & Noble. All this information on Sally's website, which is sallybreezegreenbooks.com, a direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. My thanks to EC Publishing for arranging our conversation once again with Sally. Always a pleasure to have her back and to talk about her books and how she has become late in life a writer. And let's focus on that for a second. This is not something you've been doing since 16. Talk about when you decided to, let's go back to 2019, when the first book was published, Lo and Behold, A Christmas Story. What led you to be a writer at this stage of your life?
Well, that one really was out of my dream life, and I think I had written it some years before, but it had been rejected. And finally, you know, when Christian Faith came on the television screen with an ad, I thought, well, why don't we just try that? And at that time, my husband and I were living in an apartment together, and his health was failing, and it was like I needed something to occupy my mind besides his downfall, you know.
Yes.
And so I sent it in, and son of a gun, I sent it in on Friday, and Monday they called me back and said, we love it. That was lo and behold. And of course, that was my niece who did that.
Yes.
The pictures. She did the first three books. And then when she wasn't available for this fourth book, I called on Chris because he's an artist. And he said, well, let's give it a shot. So we did, and out came the fourth one.
It helps to have a talented family, I believe, with your niece and your grandson, how they've been able to come in and work with you in getting these books published. Lo and behold, A Christmas Story. I love Lo and Behold. I love the story. We've talked about it on the program before. In fact, I'm sure in our archives on YouTube, you can find the video for that as well. That was back in 2019. 2021, our next conversation, your next book was Georgie, A Big Fish Tale. Tell us briefly what that story is about.
Well, I was sitting at my desk in my little apartment with my husband, and I don't know, it just came to my mind to write something about what it was like when I was a kid, and we had found the dog named Patsy. I called him something different in the book. I called him Mike, I think, in the book, but I don't know, it's just kind of like my dad used to take me fishing when we lived in Colorado. And so the whole fish story came out. And then Heidi, you remember that book, Heidi, where the little kid lived with the grandpa? Well, this little boy lived with his grandpa. So all these things kind of converged into my thought pattern. I was just sitting at my desk that day and kind of wrote it down.
And the rest is history. That book is available as well. So we've got Lo and Behold, A Christmas Story, Georgie, A Big Fish Tale, and again, beautifully illustrated. The books are still available. You'll find them on Sally's website, SallyBreezeGreenBooks.com. Find them on Amazon, the usual places. The last book we talked about was Put a Tiger in Your Tank, and I'm old enough to remember Put a Tiger in Your Tank as an advertising slogan, and I love what you did with that as well. Talk about that and why this book is really so important and memorable.
Well, to me, it was important because it came actually from a sermon that I preached when I was preaching about the Holy Spirit. And as I was preaching about the Holy, or as I was writing the sermon, I was thinking, you know, this reminds me of the old S.O. Slogan, put a tiger in your tank, because to me, that's exactly what the Holy Spirit is. He's the tiger in all of our tanks that keeps us moving in the right direction and fills us up with the right things. And somehow this sermon came to a story form, which became Put a Tiger in Your Tank. And my niece did those illustrations. And she did a really great job. It was not as many pictures, but they spoke volumes. Again, I love the fact that these pictures can stick in your mind instead of you don't have to have the text almost. You can look at the pictures and you can see what the storyline's going to be. And this was the only book that at the end of it, I put a little prayer. I guess I was thinking of Billy Graham that day. You know, he always had the prayer of consent there at the end of his crusades.
Yes.
And so I put that little prayer in there for kids of that age who might like the story but maybe never have had a chance to give their lives over to Christ. So I thought, well, I'm just going to add that prayer at the end and we'll see what happens. I have no idea if this is reaching anybody or what, but it kind of fun to think about. We'll find out, I guess, when the end comes.
Well, it is. And I think you touch so many, and the children are reading the book, so they get to the end, and then there's a purpose for reading the book. And you mentioned the picture is a very important part of this. The titles are as well. Lo and Behold, Georgie Big Fish Tale, Put a Tiger in Your Tank. All of these are available, as well as Sally's newest, God's Story Made Simple for Kids, SallyBreezeGreenBooks.com. And then just recently published, a few months ago, from TBN Publishing, is In Quest of Prayer. Tell me a little bit about that book. And that's available now, so you can order that.
That was about probably 50 or 55 years worth of note-taking, and I did a lot of prayer retreats and a lot of addendums there in that book to help people learn how to pray in different ways. And so that was another, let's throw it out there and see what happens. And this time I threw it out there to TBN after I saw one of their ads on TV, and they liked it as well. So that came to print, I think, in April of this year.
Yeah, that one is just out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved the, they did the cover, and I loved it because it showed a little man on the road going up into the mountainside where the light shines behind it.
Yes.
And he was in his quest, you know, in his quest with prayer to find God.
I'm just, as we're talking, that cover came up in my monitor here for the video. We're rotating Sally's books there, and it's a very impressive book cover for In Quest of Prayer. Now, I guess what, not published, but you have them, Sister Sal Shares Seasonal Sermons. Will that be published at any time?
Well, I didn't publish it. I just had it printed with one of the printing companies because, to be honest, I didn't think anybody wanted to know what Sally Green preached about. So I just did that for family and friends. But it's really been, it's been a good, I just give it away whenever I have a book sale. People say, oh, what's this? You know, I say, well, you can have it for free. And they say, oh, free. They like that. And so that it's gone out and it's had some really good reports. So I don't think I will publish it, though. You know, it's just been a good handout and it's been fun to have all those sermons that I preached for about, I don't know, 8 or 10 years. And these were the, I said, I'd call these the cream of the crop sermons that I preached.
Fantastic.
It was fun. It was fun.
It's like a special edition.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be a friend of Sally's to get that. So that book may be published at another time. But now what you're working on a memoir, and I think we talked about this before. What a remarkable life you've led in the marriage that you had, I think, what, 60 plus years, 65 years with your husband. You worked together for over 40 years in the petroleum industry. What you're doing now in the ministry, what a remarkable life. How are you coming with a memoir?
Well, I'm working on it. It's done, but it needs a lot of tweaking before I decide what to do with it. I probably will send it to TBN also because they were so quick to get the prayer book out. If I publish it, that's probably where I'll go. But right now, it's sort of in process, I'll say.
Now, with all of this going on, you're still quite active in the prayer ministry in your church. Tell me what you're doing now. You're doing mentoring there as well. You don't slow down any, do you?
Well, I've slowed down physically because of different ailments. You know, I'm on an oxygen machine now at night, and one of those little expensive dudes I carry around, an Inogen. God, man, they're expensive. You probably can cut that out when you redo this.
That's okay. That's your reflection on what happens with some of the medical devices that you need, and you do need those.
Yeah,
but those,
that is right. That's right. And my, I have heart failure, so I have leg swelling, and I have to keep them wrapped, and it's just such a pain, Rick. It's not easy being older, you know? But I'm trying to keep a good mental attitude and trying to keep up with what I can. I try to get to church every week, whether I miss out on. I've had to drop a few things. You know how it goes.
Well, it sounds like you're still in your mid-30s and out there, you know, in the business world and the religious world, and you've done so much in leaving such an important legacy and in the books that you've written. And God's Story Made Simple for Kids. This is a great addition to a family library. This is really a good book where the child reads it. The child can read it with the adult parent, grandparent, whoever can read it with the child and have a discussion. It's a great door opener. It's a great gift for a neighbor child, a library, that type of thing. And the books are available. All of these, lo and behold, The Christmas Story, Georgie, A Big Fish Tale, Put a Tiger in Your Tank. Those are the kids' books, along with God's Story Made Simple for Kids. The other book, In Quest of Prayer, is now available. All of the information available on Sally's website, sallybreezegreenbooks.com. And you'll find, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Sally, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. It's such a pleasure. I love your attitude. Stay young mentally and come back again. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. Sally Breeze Green, all of her books available at her website, simple to remember, sallybreezegreenbooks.com. Again, my thanks to EC Publishing for setting up our conversation today. It's always a pleasure talking with Sally. And again, all of the books available on our website. We are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.